Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Today, we are celebrating Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a day that we should give honor and special love to our mothers. It is a day when we should show our appreciation for all the sacrifices that they have made for us. It is a day that we should say thank you for the care, nurturing, and the things that they have taught us. Some of our mothers have gone to be with the Lord, and we miss them and wish that we had their presence back in our lives. We remember their wisdom and their warnings that they gave to us while they were still living among us. Sometimes, even now, when we come to a crossroad in life, we think, I wonder what Mama would do if she was still here today. And let me say this right here. If you are blessed to have a living mother, and she is a godly woman, you ought to thank God for her. And as often as you can, demonstrate your love and your appreciation for her. I'm not talking about just on Mother's Day, but every day. There are countless number of people who wish that they could hear their mother pray again and give them words to help them navigate through the waters of life. Some of our mothers were not blessed to be able to get what we call a full education, but they were blessed to have good common sense and godly wisdom. There were some life lessons that our mothers taught us that we could never learn from a book. There were some pithy sayings and words from our mothers that still are with us today. You know how I know that? I know that because we say and speak to our own children some of the same words and some of the same sayings that our mothers spoke to us. Just think about some of the lessons that your mother taught you, even though she may have not had a clue that she was teaching valuable lessons to you. What kind of lessons did Mama teach, Pastor Wood? She taught you about religion. How? Mama would tell you that you better pray. That stain will come out your clothes or out of that carpet. Mama taught you about time travel. How did she do that, Pastor Wood? She would tell you, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Mama taught you about foresight. How, Pastor? Mama would tell you to make sure that you wear clean underwear in case you're in a car accident. What else did Mama teach you? Mama taught you about irony. How did she teach us about irony? She would say, keep crying, and I'll give you something to cry about. She taught you about perseverance and stamina. How, Pastor Wood? She would say, you're going to sit there at that table until your plate is clean. She taught you about weather. How, Pastor Wood? Mother would say, this room of yours looked like a cyclone hit it. She taught you about the circle of life. How, Pastor Wood? Mother would say, sometimes to some of us, I brought you into this world and I can surely take you out. She taught you about behavior modification. She would say to some of us, quit acting like your daddy. She taught you and I about anticipation. How, Pastor Wood? Remember them times we'd act up outside the house? And Mama would say, just wait till we get home. She taught you about receiving. She would tell us, I'm going to tear you up when we get home. She taught you about roots. How, Pastor Wood? Remember those times Mama would say, shut that door behind you. Do you think that you were born in a barn? She taught you wisdom. How, Pastor Wood? Mama would say, when you get to be my age, you will certainly understand. And last of all, Mama taught you about justice. How, Pastor Wood? Mama would say, one day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Am I right about it? Can you remember any of these words that your mother said and taught to you? Now, at the time that she spoke them, you might not have had the thought that they were needed and good for your soul. But now, when you think back to all of the things that your mother taught you, all you can say is thank you, Lord, for my mother's instruction. Here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, we find a mother who gives godly teachings and godly counsel to her son. We are not given her name, but we are given the words of wisdom that flow through her mouth to her son. And let me say right here that godly mothers and godly fathers understand that they have a responsibility to God to train and teach their children the ways of righteousness. This unnamed mother wanted her son to live a righteous life, even though he was blessed to become a king. His name was King Lemuel. Now, there is not much known about King Lemuel. Some biblical scholars think that King Lemuel was King Solomon. Some think that King Lemuel was a king in a neighboring country whose mother was a daughter of Israel. We are not for sure who King Lemuel was, but we know that there was something important to be learned from his mother's teachings to him. We know this because her words were captured and placed in the holy canon of scriptures. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 2, this mother of King Lemuel begins her teachings by saying, "Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answer to my prayers." Notice with me that three times she tells her son to listen. How many of you know that repetition denotes earnestness? Here, the mother of King Lemuel pleads with her son to take heed or to listen to what she is about to tell him. She tells him to pay attention closely to her words. Listen, how many of us who are watching today wish that we would have paid a little closer attention to the good things that our mothers instructed us to do? Listen, I must confess that there are some things that my mother said to me that I did not pay attention to. And guess what? I paid for it later on. And guess what? Some of you paid for it too. King Lemuel's mother communicates to him through her words that, first of all, he is special to her. That what he does and what he says matters to her. And if you are a godly mother, what your children say and do ought to matter to you. You should not allow your child or children to live any way they want to and say anything that they want. As a godly mother, must correct ways in your children, even though they may not want to hear your words of correction. And let me suggest that there are too many mothers today who want to be too friendly with their children and not provide the needed discipline that they are going to need to live a life of righteousness and holiness. King Lemuel's mother communicated through her words that what he did mattered to her. When is the last time, mothers, that you communicated to your child that they really matter to you? Let me move on. King Lemuel's mother goes on to say to him that he was the son of her womb. In other words, she reminded him that he was the child that she gave birth to. All of the labor pains and all the discomfort that she went through in order to bring King Lemuel into the world, she reminded him that, look, I'm the one who had to push you out. So she would say, son, I don't want to see you waste the life that was given to you. You are the son of my womb. And then she tells him that he is the son of her vows. King Lemuel's mother tells him that when he came into this world, she recognized that he was a gift from God, and she vowed to God that she would dedicate him back to him and instruct him in the way of righteousness. And let me say right here, godly mothers teach their children that they are special to God. They teach them that God has a plan for their lives, and that more than anything in life, they want them to have a personal, intimate relationship with God. Think about it, mothers. When was the last time that you told your child or children that they are a gift from God? When is the last time that you encouraged them in the Lord? Have you spent more time telling them how awful and useless they are, rather than telling them that God wants to get the glory out of their lives? King Lemuel's mother taught him that he was a child who was given over to the Lord, and that she wanted him to live a righteous life. Even though he was a king now and a young man, King Lemuel's mother did not cease to be a positive motherly influence in her son's life. And let me say right here that a godly mother never ceases to sow words of instruction and words of guidance into her child or children's life. I don't care how old a child is. If mama is still living, she can teach you something. King Lemuel's mother taught him that to God and to her, he was a special gift. Then she went on to teach him some valuable life lessons that would help him to be a king that brought honor unto God. She did not want Lemuel to abuse the power that God had given him like the other kings of his day. Many of the kings of Lemuel's day had harems of wives and concubines. But his mother taught him in verse 3 not to spend his strength on women. She exhorted him not to use his power and authority as a means of uncleanness. In other words, Mama told King Lemuel not to spend his life chasing after women, because she knew that there are some women who can bring you down to ruin. How many of us, come on now, let's be honest. How many of us watching today wish we would have listened to the wise counsel of our mothers in selecting a partner for life? I'm gonna let you ponder that thought. Mama told you that if he or she is treating you badly now, even before you get married, that you need to tell him or her to hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. But you know what we said. You know what we said. I love him. Or I love her. But now we have discovered that we are permanently attached to our worst nightmare. King Lemuel's mother taught him to maintain his integrity by not fulfilling the lust of his flesh. And then in verse 4, we find another lesson taught to King Lemuel by his mother. She tells him, it is not for kings to drink wine, and not for the rulers to crave strong drink. In the NIV, that strong drink is interpreted as beer. In other words, she taught him to keep himself from the stupefying effects of alcohol. She taught him that being under the influence of alcohol could affect his ability to rule righteously and to rule justly. If he was going to reign properly, he must not give himself to drunkenness. Come on now. How many of us watching today are willing to admit that we said some things and acted badly when we were under the influence of alcohol? Though it was a custom for kings to have parties and celebrations that drinking was involved, King Lemuel's mother warned him about the dangers of abusing alcohol. Is there anybody watching who is willing to admit that they had made some wrong judgments as a result of being under the negative influence of alcohol? Let me let you in on a secret. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. And then finally, she taught King Lemuel the lesson that as a king, he should use his power to help the powerless. Just because he was the king, his mother encouraged him, instead of building riches, instead of creating monuments to himself, and instead of building a powerful and dominant army, King Lemuel's mother said, build people. In other words, son, if you want to have a strong kingdom, invest in lifting up people, especially those who are the poor and downtrodden. Son, speak up for those who can't or won't speak up for themselves. She tells him that if he would do these things, that God would bless and favor him. And so as I end this sermon, what are some of the things that were taught to you from a godly mother? Your mother may not be your biological mother, but they have taken you under their wings for natural and spiritual maturity. Do you remember the teachings, the words that mother spoke? And if your mother is still living today, the question to you is, are you listening? Are you paying close attention to her words? On this Mother's Day, I want you to know that there is no better influence in our world than to have had or to have the teachings of a godly mother.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.